Out of order, because I think Commissioner Fish, you wanted to get one item done here while you and Director Schaaf are here.
901.
Right, 901.
There's a number that will require four.
True, but I think it was a matter of losing you, right? So can, council can indulge us, we'll take this one quickly. Commissioner Fish.
Director Schaaf.
901?
Yes.
Authorize contract with Analytical Services, Inc. in the amount of $250,000 for laboratory services for cryptosporidium and giardia water analysis.
Good afternoon, I'm David Schaaf. I'm the Director of the Portland Water Bureau. You know that we have a Bull Run treatment variance that requires us to test regularly a minimum of 100 liters of water every week. That's either two samples or 10, depending on the season, and in order for cryptosporidium. And those have to go to a specialized lab that is authorized by the EPA. There's only a handful of them that, commercial labs in the country. We had a contract with a firm called Tetra Tech that in April of 2014 went out of business. We went to our backup lab called BioVir, which is, was a subconsultant under the Tetra Tech contract. And in June of 2014, they informed us that at the end of the week, they were going to stop accepting our samples because they thought they were going to go out of business. I declared an emergency, worked with the Office of Procurement Services, and we went to, we contacted ASI, who had spent 5 years with us working on the data collection for the treatment variance in the first year of the variance. They agreed to take our samples. We signed an emergency contract with them. Ultimately, BioVir did not go out of business, although they are being purchased by a larger company, and we're not sure what their status is. But we have to have our samples going to a qualified lab on a regular basis. So the purpose of this ordinance is to authorize the emergency contract that we signed. We are in the process of an RFP, and you know they take a long time to prepare and get out on the street and get back and make decisions. We're working on an RFP to select a long-term cryptosporidium lab to serve as our lab for the next several years. We anticipate, we hope to have at least two, perhaps three labs on contract when that happens, so that we don't have to go through this too frequently. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Do we just pay for services as they, as we send samples?
Yes, they are, we pay on a per sample basis.
So we're not giving them $250,000 upfront?
No, but it'll be very close to that. We're spending between $10,000 and $30,000 a month, and it will probably be with them for the full 12 months. Now, part of the $250,000 is a 25% contingency, because if we get a positive sample, we have to double our sampling.
But we didn't lose any money with Tetra Tech and BioVir?
No, we did not, no.
Haven't paid?
No, they invoice us for the samples that they perform the analysis on.
Thank you.
Other questions for David? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
No one signed up.
Okay, then let's take a roll call.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye, thank you.